Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 13 up to 26. Pretoria, 14:30. Mbombela, 15:32.
In the traffic, that massive crash on the way towards Atlas Road on the N12 is now backed up all the way to Barbara. The R24 towards the airport is queuing. The N12 R24 link is queuing. And the entirety of the N3 southbound is queuing. So I don't know what to do.
Well, the batsmen were also queuing all the way back to the dugout for the South African men, bowled out for 106 in their match against Afghanistan. And Andre Pollard excited to see the young guns coming through the system.
The Bloemfontein High Court has postponed the case against Ace Mahashule's former PA, Morwadi Cholota. This led to October for a pre-trial conference. Cholota made her first appearance in the High Court earlier today. Mapabalo Moroto has more.
The case was transferred to the High Court last month after Cholota was granted bail of 2,500 rand by the Bloemfontein District Court. Cholota Mahashule and controversial businessman Edwin Sodi are among 18, including 5 companies, facing fraud and corruption charges in the 255 million rand Free State Asbestos Project corruption case. During the court proceedings today, her legal representative indicated that additional time is needed to study the contents of the docket before the pre-trial conference and the trial. Cholota was extradited from the United States in August after refusing to cooperate with authorities. Mapabalo Boroto for Jacaranda FM News.
And as inflation dropped for a third consecutive month to 4.4% in August, the chief economist at Econometrics, Azhar Jamin, says it's mostly because of a drop in the international price of oil and the strengthening of the rand. Jamin says the inflation rate is a demonstration that import prices are also no longer rising.
At the same time, the dollar has weakened, and that has due to expectations of lower interest rates in the US. All of that has fed through to allow the inflation rate to come down.
And moving abroad, in Beirut, Lebanon, explosions have been heard during the funeral of a young boy and the son of a Hezbollah minister in parliament. Reports are now coming through that walkie-talkies are exploding across the country and was bought at the same time that the pagers were bought that exploded yesterday. Willem Els from the Institute of Security Studies in ACT program says this form of warfare has changed the course of history.
It served as one of the most significant intelligence coups in the history of warfare, especially asymmetrical warfare. It exposed exactly every member of the Hezbollah, their position, where they are, where they live, their families, their relatives, who was with them, people that have been injured there, all the launching sites. Some of them were in the tunnels that where they are hiding all these things. They had to bring out. So I don't think they have even discussed.
And that was Willem Els from the Institute for Security Studies. I'm Marlene Fouchier. Hoofnuus die eer, die Bloemfontein Hooggeregshof het die voorverhoor van Morwadi Cholota, Ace Mahashule se vorige PA, uitgestel tot Oktober.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something.